Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the second half of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. If you were listening earlier, you heard the discussion there with Brian Tate. We were speaking with him about, he was actually one of the people that were there at Building 197 in Washington, D.C., at the Naval Yard when the shooting took place. He was in the building. And so we'll be putting that up out on the website, out at www.knowingthetruth.org. You can go there, or you can go out to www.sermonaudio.com/knowingthetruth, and we'll have an archive of that audio out there as well, and you can hear Brian tell the story of what happened Monday morning when he was there in that building. We want to talk now to Alex McFarland about Truth for a New Generation, which is an apologetics conference extraordinaire that is coming next week, September 27th and 28th. It'll be at the Northside Baptist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Yesterday on the broadcast, I spoke with Warren Cole Smith. Warren Cole Smith is the co-editor along with Marvin Olasky, and they have co-edited a new updated version of Marvin's book that came out about 25 years ago, entitled Prodigal Press. And so we were speaking with Warren Cole Smith about that yesterday on the broadcast, and I also mentioned that Warren was going to be there at the Truth for a New Generation event. He's actually doing some emceeing at that event. And then he will also be speaking about that book there. So if we whet your appetite a little bit yesterday with the conversation with Warren for about a half an hour or so, you'll be able to hear that in greater detail along with many, many other speakers that are going to be at this event. But having mentioned that yesterday about Prodigal Press, I wanted to follow up on that story with Alex because I heard that Alex had a situation that took place just recently with a news organization there in Charlotte. Alex wanted to put an ad in the Charlotte Observer, and something happened, and I wanted Alex to tell us that story. Alex, welcome back to the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast, and if you wouldn't mind, please, telling us that story today, and then we'll lead into to more about the conference in general. That would be great.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin. It's really an honor to be on with you, and I greatly respect what you do, not only as a pastor, but as a broadcaster.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate those kind comments.
Well, you know, we've got this event coming up, and we've done the Truth for a New Generation apologetics event for many years, done it in many, many locations around the country, including Connecticut there on the doorstep of Yale University. And we bring together a lot of great speakers like Josh McDowell and Lee Strobel and others, and this year is especially significant. We've got a thing called the National Briefing on Religious Freedom.
Yeah.
But in light of the content, equipping people to understand and to defend the Christian faith, and we've got this briefing on religious freedom with a panel of incredible scholars and experts on constitutional law, and Lauren Green of Fox News from New York will be down, and just incredible names. It's really ironic, Kevin, what I'm about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We created an ad to put in the Charlotte Observer that basically asked three questions. And as I travel and speak, and as I do open mic Q&A at universities, I mean, these are three questions people really, really are asking. We agreed to terms, four half-page ads. We agreed to the fee, gave my credit card number, submitted the ad. And the ad asked three questions. One, is same-sex marriage morally wrong? Question two, do Christians and Muslims worship the same God? And question three, are people who don't believe in God destroying America? Now, our ad team and our marketing committee for the conference, and as I said, we've done several dozen of these around the nation over the last 20 years plus. We've had attendance anywhere from 2,200 to well over 5,000. We wanted an ad that would get people's attention, and we said, you know, come here 20 internationally known scholars address the most significant questions of our day. Well, the Observer came back, and then they said they wouldn't run the ad because it was controversial, it would offend some of the readers. We were told they couldn't run the ad because it would potentially subject the paper to lawsuits.
Mm.
And, you know, we had several hours of discussion with two of the editors, and, you know, I tried to, I said, you know, to merely ask these questions. I didn't say, since homosexuality is morally wrong or something like that. I mean, it was nothing libelous or defamatory. We just asked, is same-sex marriage morally wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Do Christians and Muslims worship the same God? Are people who don't believe in God a danger to America? We nuanced the wording several different ways, and over the course of the conversations, we're told that the ad wouldn't run, even though we'd already agreed to the terms and given the credit card number to pay for the ad. Then we were told that it was not a religious ad, it was a political advocacy ad. And I explained that our organization is a 501c3 nonprofit religious organization. I'm an ordained minister. I've been a pastor. I'm not a politician, not connected with any political agency. And long story short, over the course of several hours of discussion, we were told that it was a leading ad. I mean, it would lead people and it would influence public opinion. Now, this is what is going to make you smile. One of the editors of the Charlotte Observer said that they would not run an ad that could possibly influence public opinion. And I said, you can't be serious. Every ad, every article is designed to influence public opinion. The car dealer wants people to be influenced to buy at his dealership.
Exactly.
And so at any rate, long story short, we had to edit the ad, soften the ad, change the ad. We did finally get an agreement. But here's the thing. And by the way, the price of $6,600 for four half-page ads was changed to $14,000, and we had been quoted a price on a full-page ad for $12,000, and then we were told it would be $45,000 because we were this was an advocacy ad. Here's my point.
Yeah.
As a Christian ministry, as a person who is as a speaker, as an author of 13 nationally released books, as an adjunct faculty at two different universities, as a person who routinely is engaging with religious and political leaders and citizens about the issues of our day, the issues that relate to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, the spread of Islam, the encroachment of Sharia law within our culture, the elimination of religious freedom because of the homosexual agenda and the secularist agenda. Listen, I debated somebody who's part of an organization called People for a Godless America.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about the future of America and the DNA of our republic. I just think that people need to know that the Charlotte Observer is one organization that engages in viewpoint discrimination against Christians.
Hmm.
Now, at least they have with this Christian. I can't speak for how they've handled other people, but for the Truth for New Generation Conference, we were only allowed to buy our ad if it was changed and nuanced and toned down, politically corrected per their specs. And that's why I want people to come to this event.
Right.
Because Truth for New Generation, it's for all ages. We're trying not to make people angry or not to make people abrasive, but to help people understand that the worldview that birthed our nation, the worldview that sustained this nation for now 237 years, the Judeo-Christian worldview, is under attack. It can be defended. It must be defended. or what we've enjoyed and frankly taken for granted is going to be lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're seeing this over and over and over again in the news media, that just repeatedly seems to be much more aggressive over the last couple of years. I spoke with Ken Ham at an event. He was here in town and sat down with him for a few minutes for an interview. And Ken had noted, and he put this on one of his blogs on Answers in Genesis as well, but he noted that that he saw an increase ever since the beginning of this administration. And he felt that some of the things that the Obama administration had done had kind of sent a signal that it was kind of okay or open season to be much more aggressive against Christian teaching in this country. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen things like this first president who has not observed national days of prayer, mm-hmm. that other presidents had been formally in cooperation with. And there have been so many special interest groups that have been entertained and given an open door and a welcome mat at the White House. And it does, let me say, implicitly and explicitly, leaders influence people. And this administration has definitely, not only in their legislation, I mean, the first thing the president did after being sworn in was to violate the Hyde Amendment and to appropriate federal money, your tax dollars and mine, for abortions on military basis, which was a violation of existing law. Mm-hmm. This Justice Department has not enforced laws about crime and immigration and illegals that have been put on the books and voted on by the people through due process. And so, yes, by explicit legislation and policy positions, and certainly by the hundreds of executive orders, and that, oh my goodness, the proliferation of executive orders, just the president acting and speaking by and leading by, you know, mm-hmm. divine fiat, that should cause concern in the minds of people. But this White House has sent the message, as you said, that look, on the biblical worldview and really on Americanism itself, it's open season. And that's why, you know, a little preacher like me putting on conferences around the country trying to equip young people to know God and defend liberty, and that's why a paper like the Charlotte Observer can censor our ad, subject me to a punitive rate structure based on viewpoint discrimination, and people need to know that. That's why everyone listening, if you love God and country, you need to get your pastor, your kids, your neighbors, come to Truth for New Generation, September 27, 28. This is the biggest assemblage of people like Josh McDowell, Lee Strobel, Erwin Lutzer, and scholars. Lauren Green of Fox News National is coming down from New York City. We've got, in honor of Chuck Colson and with his staff, we're doing what we call the National Briefing on Religious Freedom. It's apologetics, Kevin. Mm-hmm. And don't let that technical sounding word scare you, folks. It's a biblical word. In the New Testament, 1 Peter 3:15 talks about being ready to give an answer. And the word answer, for what we believe and why we believe it, that's the word apologetics.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the evidence. Does God exist? Is the Bible relevant today? Do we have historical proof that Jesus lived and rose again? But then even some more questions that hit closer to home. What did America's founders intend the role of religion to be in public life?
Mm.
And exactly how is our religious freedom being systematically taken away? We're going to talk, and this is relevant for all ages. And we've done, like I said, we've done these events over the last few years around the country. The website to register to attend is truthforanewgeneration.com, truth, F-O-R, Truth for a New Generation, September 27, 28, Charlotte, North Carolina, Northside Baptist. Right now, where I am, Kevin, I'm staring at I-85. We're just right on the highway, easy to get to,
mm-hmm.
and everyone listening can come. We've got people signed up from 30 U.S. states, and so let me just urge people. But, you know, I can talk about how people need the Lord, our country's drifting, but just to have to battle the Charlotte Observer to be able to place an ad, and then to have to change the ad and basically compromise the content. And by the way, we have media professionals with years of experience in marketing help us create our ads, but mm-hmm. yet because it explicitly elucidated the Christian position,
mm-hmm.
You know, we had to, you know, change. We had to be censored. And, folks, let's not wait too late.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not wait until we're too far gone to defend faith, family, and freedom. Let's pray. Let's get equipped. Let's lovingly but decisively share our message with this generation. And Truth for a New Generation, the Truth for a New Generation Conference, September 27, 28, is going to help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, I don't mean to be dramatic, but we're in a spiritual battle for the future of this nation.
Oh, I don't think that's too dramatic at all. I tell my congregation all the time that we need to understand something first and foremost. The Christian life is lived on a battlefield, and we are behind enemy lines here. And so if you don't have that mentality of what's taking place, you're going to be starting off on the wrong foot right there. And what we're finding, and just to echo your comments, Alex, the Christian views are increasingly being marginalized. You know, you're being told, hey, that's fine, but keep it in your church. But that has no place in the public square. We were speaking with Oz Guinness yesterday on the broadcast and talking about the public square. Well, Alex and the folks there at Truth for a New Generation are going to show you just what the Founding Fathers thought about that whole concept. And through the apologetics that you're going to learn there, the learning how to defend the faith, how to speak about these things intelligently and articulately about how we can talk about these things, you're going to then have a much greater sense of confidence to be able to speak up around that water cooler or in your with your extended family members or in different settings. You're going to be enabled then to be able to carry on those conversations. I got to ask you about something specific, if I could, Alex. I understand that Josh McDowell is going to be doing something quite unique there. He's bringing with him a rather large scroll. Tell us a little bit about what's going to take place with that scroll.
Oh, well, thanks for asking. Yeah, Josh and I were together this summer traveling, and he was so excited. We met at the airport in San Diego for a trip, and he had just acquired a scroll of the first five books of the Old Testament.
Mm.
That's called the Pentateuch,
mm-hmm.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And this scroll is a 72-foot-long calfskin scroll. It's an ancient scroll that's just been discovered. It has never, ever been publicly put on display. And this scroll graphically illustrates or is proof, really, of the preservation of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your kids in college classrooms are often told that the Bible has been changed, the Bible has been altered somehow. Well, we were in San Diego, and Josh was showing me some high-res digital photos, and it would just blow your mind how clear this scroll is, and yet it's a 1,000-year-old scroll that Josh is going to – it's going to be here. I said, will you bring that to Charlotte? He said, I will bring it. Folks, not only will you hear some legendary scholars like Josh, but up close and personal, some of the first time human eyes have seen this artifact in a millennium, and you're going to see – God's Word, incredibly preserved. And so, yeah, I realize, you know, not every Christian, Kevin, probably wakes up in the morning and thinks, you know, thank you, Jesus, for a brand new day. I need to learn how to defend the faith. But when you're talking about things like the trustworthiness of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
The reality of Jesus, the relevancy of the gospel, we are in an age where dozens of beliefs are competing for the hearts and minds of people. And really, it's every Christian's job and privilege, actually, to be able to explain the faith. And so this is just one facet of an already amazing conference. But yet Josh has got this 72-foot scroll that we're going to roll out on table some the logistics of displaying this we've been working on. And you're going to see one of the most significant manuscript discoveries ever. Well, and it's right here, Northside Baptist Church is where we're going to be, Charlotte, North Carolina, a week from tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, September 27-28, the Truth for a New Generation Conference. You know, if you're young people, I especially love to reach out to teenagers. I was a youth pastor 7 years. If they say, Mom, Dad, hey, sitting for a two-day theology lecture, that's not my gig. Well, there's going to be three bands, Plum, Mike's Chair, Josh Wilson. There's going to be, during lunch on Saturday, an exhibition. A professional drummer is going to share his testimony and play drums, do a drum clinic. Then we're going to have a drawing, and we're going to give away a $5,000 drum set. So there's plenty, besides the incredible content, besides, you know, dress rehearsal for the Truth Revolution, there's going to be plenty for the youth. And I got to say, Kevin, I've done these things all over the country. I promise you, your teenagers will be begging you, saying, okay, what's the date next year? Because we got to come back. But there's sessions for pastors, sessions for parents, sessions for everybody. Truth for a New Generation, it's about the gospel, yes, but it's about my passion, which is revival in America, the salvation of the U.S. Constitution in an age when truth, when liberty, when Christianity is under attack. But I don't care what you got going on the 27th and 28th, you've got to come with us to Charlotte, and let's prayerfully, carefully link arms, let's get equipped, let's learn how to see the truth be defended, the lost be saved, and American liberty be preserved. Truthforanewgeneration.com, it's vital.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for sharing that with us today. I'm going to give that website here in just a moment again so that folks can go out there and make sure that they have that. I highly recommend you go there and learn. I've been there at this event. I was there last year when this event took place, and looking forward to being there this year as well. So I recommend you go there and learn these things. A number of great speakers. Sean McDowell is going to be there. I really enjoy listening to Sean McDowell. His father, Josh, is going to be there. Eric Metaxas, Lee Strobel, Tony Perkins, Lauren Green. The list goes on and on and on and on. And so you're not going to, be at a loss for, who am I going to listen to or what's up next. Believe me, these things happen on an ongoing basis there throughout this entire conference. Next Friday and Saturday, 27th and 28th. Thank you, Alex. We really appreciate you taking time out to talk with us today.
Hey, Kevin, thank you. I appreciate all that you do, my friend.
Okay, thanks again. Hey, I thought I had a rather large Bible, but 72 feet on just the opening five verses. There goes that Josh McDowell again, doing things big. You know what I'm saying? So you can go there and check that out at the event as well. That should be interesting to see that big scroll. As I mentioned, the website for this event coming up is www.truthforanewgeneration. That's all one word, all spelled out, the letter. It's F-O-R, not the number four. So it's Truth for a New Generation. It's still available. There's still time for you to attend. Just go out there to that website, and you can register, and you'll be all set for that event. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a good one. Remember this. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.